In turning to the Rule of Benedict, and in particular to the chapter concerned with receiving new members of the community, we begin to see the notion of asceticism as commitment to a particular form of life, to a way of life described in this case, a document, a rule, a regula, and the term itself refers to what in English we would mean by a ruler, something that can be used to set a standard or according to which you can measure things. Father de Vogüé makes the point that in the period before the formation of rules in the proper sense, the word that was often used in the Latin tradition to convey the same idea was disciplina, the idea of a discipline. The term is used in many cases, and in fact it's used at the very beginning of chapter 58, De disciplina suscipiendorum fratrum, on the discipline or the rule, the particular way or pattern of receiving new members of the community. And it's a reminder of the fact that when Benedict wrote, the notion of a way of life, of a particular form of asceticism, was seen as being conformed to a particular document lived out in a particular context, and both are essential, of course, under the leadership of an individual, namely the abbot. So we'll look at some characteristics as the chapter develops of this way of life, this disciplina, this regula. The rule section that we're looking at, of course, concerns people who are coming to the monastery, and we'll notice at the very beginning a theme that we have already seen in the story of Pachomius, namely that the one who arrives finds it difficult at the beginning, and it's in fact that sense of having to endure certain kinds of difficulties at the beginning and the willingness to persevere through them that is itself one of the tests or signs that the individual is going to be able to continue on with the process. The novitiate is described in a particular way after the individual has got past this initial first few days under the categories of meditation and eating and sleeping. That is to say, the ordinary things that one does, coupled with, combined with, meditare, holding and reflecting on a particular word in the heart. The word literally means recite within the heart that which has been memorized. There is a memorizing of sacred text and a repeating it within the heart, which is at the very heart and core of the initial stages, and indeed, the whole of the development within monastic life. This is done under the supervision, as we see in verse 6, of someone who is skilled at winning souls, someone who understands their job well, and can do it with all care, all concern for the individual. And the things that are looked for, and these are not just patterns or suggestions or signs that are searched out at the very beginning of this process of ascetical formation. They are intended to be something that sets a pattern for the whole of one's life. Number one, whether the individual truly seeks God, whether they are there for God alone, whether this way of life, this training, is for the purpose of finding God primarily and above all else. And number two, whether it's lived out, at least according to the Rule of Benedict, in the context of, in eagerness for, the same kind of word is used to describe the novice's eagerness for the work of God, for the liturgy of the hours, as is used to describe the novice master's concern or eagerness to be a part of this person's formation. Eagerness for the way of prayer of the house. For obedience, for hearing the word of God in another, for seeing in another human being an experience of God's love and of an opportunity to follow God's will, and then opprobria, which can be translated in a variety of ways. I've translated it here as humbling experiences, the disappointing of expectations, the discovery of the fact that not everything you want can be achieved, and that indeed along the way there are likely to be disappointments and perplexities. Can those become a part of one's experience of searching for God? And then more than that, become a part of the journey towards God, which has a quality described here as dura et aspera, a roughness and even a pain in this journeying, but the point is that it is an etour, a journey towards God. That does not end. It is not a question of achieving a particular set of virtues or having accomplished a particular ascetical goal. It is a journeying towards God that has these characteristics for the whole of one's life. The external manifestation of it in verse 9 is perseverance in stability, a continuing to live out one's commitment, not just to life in the ideal, but to life as it is found in a particular place. Stability refers to the way of life in a particular context. This is tested and observed, and indeed the whole year, which involves three repetitions or recitations of the rule itself, is an opportunity to experience the degree to which this is being tested. And then in verse 17, the formula of profession. The person who is making their promise to stay promises, as we see, three things, or at least three different ways, some would say, of fundamentally doing the same thing, which is symbolized by the great prostration that is still used at the ceremony of profession. That is to say, stability, conversatio morum, an idiom that's extremely difficult to translate and which we'll come back to, and which is the subject of that section of the appendix to the Rule of Saint Benedict that I've strongly recommended that you read in the RB80, and obedience. Stabilitas, conversatio morum, and obediencia. Again, some would say that these are three different restatements of the same thing. A willingness to live out the way of life as it exists in a particular place. Stability, I'm going to stay here, in this place, in this community, with these people. This is the context in which I will seek God. Conversatio morum. We've looked at the ancient controversy over this. It is an idiom that was well understood in Benedict's day, but doesn't represent very good Latin. Many people thought Benedict had made a mistake or that the manuscripts were an error, and so from more than 1,000 years ago up till relatively recent times, this has often been incorrectly corrected to conversio morum, which is not what Benedict says. And it's often been translated as a way of life that is conversion, or sometimes translated as monastic conversion. Benedict does not use the word conversio, but conversatio, which is the Latin word that translates the Greek praktikos, the praktiki, a way of life that involves a particular form of ascetical discipline, the way of life of a particular place, a way of life that is not abstract, but is very specific, very concrete. This unusual idiom, conversatio morum suorum, literally means the way of life, and the manner of life of this individual, which is to say, the way of life of the house, of the community to which they're committing themselves, and obedience, which in the Rule of Benedict is both to the abbot and to the other members of the community. So there is a giving of the self to God in the context of a particular place, a deep sense of a kind of growth in spirit that can only happen when one commits oneself, even when the going gets tough, even when one finds that one's ideals are not being lived out in quite the way that one had thought they would in this particular place, but nonetheless choosing to remain. And then as we drop down, the great verse that is sung by the person being received in community, "Uphold me, Lord, according to your word, and I shall live. Let not my hope be put to shame," which is also repeated by the community. A very beautiful external invocation of the fact that one needs grace in order to live this particular way of life. So what one sees in this section of the rule, as we've seen, is a commitment to a process of ongoing conversion, and in that sense the ancient mistranslation or misarticulation of Benedict's word was perhaps an insight into something. That is to say, the way of life, the praktikos, is a way of ongoing conversion, ongoing re-offering to God, which the great prostration at the ceremony of profession symbolizes, and which is beautifully externally articulated by this willingness to commit to stability, to commitment to the particular place, to a conversatio, a way of life of a particular community, and also to obedience, to hear God in the concrete circumstances of the one who presides over the community and the others who are in it as well.